This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
You don't have to lie to me. Don't fill your head with things and think you're free. I can smell the fear. I think you made clear. Yeah, I could be rude, be in a mood. I can be rotten. I could be cool, mind like a fool, but never forgotten. Creeping in the dark, waiting for you.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, it does not matter who the host is. That is for sure. I didn't realize that we were, talking about the corporate bullshit stuff. That's what's exactly going on. Anyways, how are you? Because it is important to always know exactly how you're doing. Yeah. We're lost in a romance and a wilderness of pain, and all the people are insane here. So, yes, today is Tuesday, October the 8th of 2024, day 282nd of the year, and only 84 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
We are radio. We are sarcasm. We are both combined. Radio Big.
Us? We're both combined? I did not realize that. So anyways, thank you for those who are coming back and taking a listen to what we have going on again. And those who are new, well, you're about to get into a whole cluster stuff that you probably did not expect on this Tuesday, but that's neither good nor bad, depending on how you want to take a look at it. So let's get into this. Our show here is a very, different. We talk about safety. We talk about the news. We talk about news and safety. That's kind of what we do. That is our butter and bread, or bread and butter, however you want to take a look at it. And then we kind of move forward and, do some things. We have a call-in line if you want to. We mostly focus on the text messaging, so let's make sure that we're clear. Call-in radio will get you video, audio, and text messaging. Text messaging will probably be the number one thing that we do there. That is for sure, as we're talking. I don't even know why I played that, because that was definitely not the button that I meant to play. But whatever. So there you go. Callinradio.com will get you to interact with us. So you have the option of doing it on the social medias, but we just don't really take a look at those until post-event, or at least I don't take a look at them until post-event, so just so you know. So that's information for you. The other side of the equation, yes, other side of the equation, kind of goes like this. As we are hanging out, as we are doing our thing, we take a focus on everything that's going on inside of the world of the news. Sometimes I have the TV running on behind me, besides all this other cluster stuff. I have, 3 screens in front of me going at all time. Not talking about the camera screens or anything like that, just seeing the interaction of what is happening. Okay? So that's what's happening on my end. So this way, if anything news related comes up, we're a button away.
Duh.
So that way we can get everything moving. So with that being said, callinradio.com will get you moving inside of there. Also, we'll tell you everything that's going on inside of the world of the news. So why don't we start talking right away about what the hell was trending?
Here is what was trending. Rated R, Safety Show.
Okay, so as I take a look at the trends of the ends of the end, closure nears for FTX victims, and advice to stay healthy this winter. We'll talk about that as we get into the shit list. Also, Sean Combs' mom wants people to wait for the truth, and Ozzy Osbourne is using drugs again. So there you go. Tom Segura extends his comedy tour, and the industry insiders are speaking out against the Rust premiere. So, I don't know. We'll have to talk a little bit more about that. And promising news about King Charles' cancer diagnosis. We'll have all that to talk about. So, don't worry right there, because we're going to talk about it all. No, seriously, we're going to talk about it all, because if I wasn't going to talk about it all, then why would I say I was going to talk about it all? Seems kind of a weird thing to say if I wasn't going to do it. No, I'm just kidding about all the other stuff. Okay. So, with that being said, let's do this. I am going to bring in the people from Feature Story News. They're going to talk to you real quick. They're going to share the love with you about everything that's going on in now real time, because that's, you know, that's what they do. That is their kingdom of the news. So let's get our friends at Feature Story News to join us here on the dark side of everything that's going on. So let's get into the news right now.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in Hong Kong, I'm Laura Westbrook. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed to continue to fight in a speech marking a year since the October 7th attacks carried out by Hamas. Meanwhile, U.S. President Joe Biden joined other world leaders in condemning the unspeakable brutality of the Hamas attacks. Sally Patterson reports from New York.
U.S. President Joe Biden says he and his vice president remain fully committed to the safety of the Jewish people, the security of Israel, and its right to exist. Biden and Kamala Harris are calling for the release of more than 100 hostages still being held in Gaza after a surprise attack by Hamas exactly 1 year ago. 1,200 people were killed, and more than 250 others, including Americans, kidnapped. Israel's ensuing war in Gaza has killed at least 41,900 Palestinians. There have also been thousands of deaths in the West Bank and Lebanon. Across the United States, people are taking to the streets calling for a ceasefire. Vigils are being held for those who've lost their lives in the past year.
Results of the regional legislature election in the Indian-administered Jammu and Kashmir region will be out on Tuesday, with pollsters saying no one party could reach the majority mark. It's the first election in a decade in the area that's claimed in whole by India, Pakistan and China, but controlled in parts by all of them. Ishan Garg reports.
The election in Jammu and Kashmir saw higher than average voter participation, with many demanding the region to be declared a state once again. In 2019, Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government had stripped India's only Muslim majority region of its semi-autonomous status. Pollsters now say Mr. Modi's BJP party could fall short of the majority mark in the 90-member legislature. Reports say the BJP is hoping to tie up with many independent candidates to secure a victory.
Hurricane Milton has rapidly intensified into a Category 5 storm and is barreling its way towards the U.S. state of Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis said that Milton could displace a lot more people than Hurricane Helene did less than 2 weeks ago. Benji Heyer reports.
Milton is expected to make landfall in Florida by Wednesday night, hitting major population centers including Tampa and Orlando. Florida's officials are preparing for the largest evacuation there since 2017, when Hurricane Irma slammed into the state. America's southeast has already been impacted by a devastating storm in past days, with Helene killing hundreds of people and besieging parts of the Gulf Coast with flooding not seen in generations. President Joe Biden says his administration is prepositioning life-saving resources, but the federal government admits it may not have the funds to make it through a catastrophic hurricane season.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today, 1 year on from the Hamas attacks on Israel, what is the future for any kind of negotiated settlement that leads to the creation of a two-state solution, Israel and a sovereign Palestinian state coexisting side by side? Matt Fry, presenter and correspondent with the UK's Channel 4 News, is on special assignment in Israel this week and says it's hard to overstate how much ground has been lost diplomatically over the course of the last violent and agonizing 12 months.
Saudi Arabia was pretty close to striking a bilateral deal with Israel before October the 7th. And one of the reasons why October the 7th is thought to have happened is basically Iran, through its proxies in Hamas, saying you can't do a deal over the heads of the Palestinian people. It, you know, if anything good can come out of this appalling year, it is to try and fashion some kind of peace deal which involves the recognition of an independent, sovereign, viable Palestinian state. Israeli public opinion and Israeli voters, they're not there. If you speak to the remnants of Hamas, they are not there. They believe in a one-state solution with no Israel. And there are many Israelis who believe in a one-state solution which involves the Palestinians living here as second-class citizens or not at all.
And so the conflict enters a second year with very little optimism, with Lebanon, Hezbollah, Iran and the Houthis in Yemen all now fully involved in growing regional instability. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
The main news again. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed to continue to fight 1 year on since the mass killings and abductions carried out by Hamas. U.S. President Joe Biden called for a ceasefire and hostage deal. Regional election results are expected from India's northern Jammu and Kashmir region. Another powerful and potentially life-threatening hurricane is barreling towards the U.S. state of Florida. And that is the latest Feature Story News. Laura Westbrook reporting.
Listen to our host of the Rated R Safety Show. Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Safety training old, stale, and hacked. This year's safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety.
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Polzel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing that dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code safetyfmfree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code safetyfmfree. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, Safety Show.
Let's start using cutting-edge warp speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well, non-brand service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush.
Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
What does my show have anything to do with toilet flushing? Maybe that's the other thing to give some consideration and talk about. There you go. Some things for sure, no doubt about that. Oh, let's do it transitionally. Oh, let's do it again. Yeah, if you're on the video, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Anyway, so there you go. A lot of stuff happening inside of the world here as we are hanging out. Yeah, a little blur action. So don't worry if anything happens with us here at Radio Big and on Safety FM, we will do other stuff because we have other studios throughout the U.S. So it works out well in that particular regards. But, you know, if there is limitation on what we can do, we'll still try to get some level of information for you. So just so you know what is going on, we're okay. We're okay being in Orlando for the time being. If things are to change, you know how it is. We keep you in the real world. So let's talk about this because this seems to be the conversation of everything that's going on as of late. A hurricane. Yes. A hurricane is coming towards Florida as Hurricane Milton barrels towards Florida's Gulf Coast and cleanup continues from Hurricane Helene. Here's the latest. The official death toll for Hurricane Helene hit 227 on Monday. Reports unconfirmed by mainstream media outlets suggest that the numbers will continue to climb as rescue teams get rural areas in western North Carolina. Milton became a Category 5 hurricane Monday afternoon, with winds exceeding 155 miles per hour and officials anticipating catastrophic damage. The National Hurricane Center measured speeds up to 175 miles per hour yesterday. As of Monday evening, it remained towards the path going towards Tampa. Tampa International Airport will cease operations this morning around 8 a.m. Central time, with no reopening time yet to be designated. In the meantime, airport employees will secure facilities before getting out of Dodge, of course. Meanwhile, the Buccaneers will depart today ahead of their Sunday matchup against the Saints. Yeah, because we can't miss the football. You know how important that is. Florida suspended the tolls on Monday to encourage people that are trying to evacuate as officials fear storm surges could devastate areas closest to the coast. NASA has postponed the launch of the Europa Clipper bound for the moon of Jupiter, which was set to blast off on SpaceX Falcon Heavy rocket today, so don't worry about that. Also, Florida Ron DeSantis reportedly rejected a call from Kamala Harris to discuss recovery from Helene and reparation for Milton, with sources saying that the governor thought that the outreach was purely political. So there you go. I don't know. I don't know what it is. So I look at all this stuff as like, let's not get too crazy about stuff right now. Politicizing, not politicizing. Let's just get some shit done because, you know, some people are going to be in some weird areas and it does not need to become political. It needs to become bipartisan. That's the way that it is when it comes to these kind of efforts, regardless of, you know, what your thought process is. We need to make sure that, you know, the people that are going to be in need from this stuff, that they have, you know, what is needed. There is no doubt about that.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Anyways, talking about Kamala Harris, before I forget, I think today, is it 1 p.m.? Or is it 2 p.m.? I think it's 1 p.m. Eastern time. She's going to be interviewed on the Howard Stern Show. And listen, I have read some things online where people are not too happy about this. And I'm going to reference it because why would I not reference it? People were pissed off that Howard Stern had made fun of the people that were voting for Trump. And that he's not giving him, meaning Trump, the same opportunity that he gave Biden and now in this case Kamala Harris. Some people have went as far as saying that he's not going to ask any hard questions whatsoever. We'll see what happens. I don't know. I'm always intrigued by it. And Kamala Harris this week, if I remember correctly, she went on the Call Me Daddy podcast and people were losing their shit yesterday about that. I don't know. I think it's all weird that people get weirded out on where other people want to go and do. I mean, it's political season, regardless of what the hell happens. People are not going to be happy about what's going on. I can tell you this, though. It's October the 8th. So this means that, you know, less than a month time frame, there will be the election and people will be losing it and we'll see what the hell goes on, because that's going to be the interesting point, no doubt about that. Anyways, a study of the Science Journal of Natural Aging says that humans have reached the upper limits of longevity despite advances in medical research and technology that help increasing number of people living to their triple digits. Overall, global lifespans have plateaued up to until about 1990. The average improvement of lifespan was about 2.5 years per decade since the record were kept. In 2010, the global lifespan improved overall by about 1.5 year, and in the United States, not at all. We were squeezing less life out of these life-extending technologies, as the reason is aging is in the way, says one of the lead researchers of the paper. Even within the countries with the highest life expectancies, researchers expect that the number of people hitting 100 and beyond remain steady. About 15% of women and 5% of men in Australia, France, Hong Kong, Italy, Japan, South Korea, Spain, and Switzerland. This is all according to the AP. Yeah, this is, you know, AP. So there you go. Also, take a listen to this. Victims of Sam Bankman freed. Fraud have come another step closer to being repaid for the money that they lost and then some. Now the judge has approved FTX bankruptcy plan thanks to the explosive growth of Bitcoin value since the exchange collapsed. Customers will receive roughly 118% of the value of their holding when FTX filed for bankruptcy. The repayment is still significantly less than the value of the customers would have held onto if everything was not tanked. Several creditors argue they should be repaid in cryptocurrency, not cash, but the judge dismissed these concerns. This is according to CoinDesk. So that's where it's going to get interesting, because you know that some people are not going to be happy in the currency that they're being paid for or paid in. So I always look at it and go, how are these things looked at in regards of what is going on? So I ask that because if I bought something in a currency that is normally or was probably normally not seen at the time from the government, and the settlement agreement is now that something is kind of seen, how does that work?
I need answers because I don't understand.
So that would be the main thing to think about, because I don't know. It gets weird sometimes. Anyways, let's do a follow-up real quick. Remember that electric lemonade debacle that happened earlier in the year. Well, after selling lemonade drinks so amped up in caffeine that at least one woman died, Panera has settled with the victim's family. A trial was stated to begin this week to resolve the first of four similar lawsuits. The lawyer managing all four suits tells NBC News that the matter has been settled, but was unable to share the details. Panera fully discontinued the offering in May. This is according to NBC News. So at what point, and I'm just asking because I don't know, I'm average Joe consumer or average Jay consumer in this particular fashion, of how do you look at this and go, okay, we are going to settle for some of this, but I am not 100% sure on how it's going to go forward. And how much caffeine did you determine was in that thing to be able to go, okay, it makes sense to do this? Because that's going to be one of those weird things. If you decide to say you are quote unquote responsible, Pandora's box might have just opened for you. I'm just saying, don't take it from me. I am just saying what I think.
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, a Colorado man managed to fend off a black bear with three cubs in tow that broke into his home until wildlife officials came to the rescue. ABC News describes the victim's injury as significant, but not so bad that he had to go to the hospital. Hold on. They're significant, but you don't have to go to the hospital? Sign me up for that program. Also, let's see, the 74-year-old survivor said that the bears broke through the sliding glass door and tried to shoo them away with the dining room chair, but the mama bear knocked him back with and clawed at him. He sustained injuries in the neck, arm, shoulder, abdomen, leg before he was able to retreat to a bedroom, which his wife, and locked the door. By the time the officials arrived at the scene, the bears had fled but were eventually put down once they were found. The incident marks the first bear on human attack in 2024 after logging six similar incidents last year. This is according to ABC News. So that had to be scary. So when you say that you put the bears down, does that include the cubs? Because I'm just curious. I don't know. I don't know how that works. So I'm just wondering. Also, sick of being sick all winter? Well, the trick is to keep things moist. Board-certified pulmonologist Dr. Amy Brown says that nasal humidity is the key to avoiding respiratory infections and colds this winter, explaining that when nasal filtration and immune defense aren't functioning optimal due to dry air, viruses can get in more easily. While she promotes some humidifiers, Dr. Brown warns against too much moisture, which can lead to mold. The sweet spot is indoor humidity is between 35 and 45 degrees. I think inside of my house it's like 56, but I live in Florida, so I don't know if that plays a factor or not. That's according to HuffPost. Just some information right there. Also, let's talk about this. Whitney Houston's mom, Cece Houston, has died. She passed away on Monday at her home in New Jersey while under hospice care for Alzheimer's disease. In addition to being Whitney's mom, Cece was also two-time Grammy-winning soul and gospel artist. She was 91 at the time of her passing. So there you go. Also, the Dow lost about 398 points to close at 41,954 on Monday. The S&P lost about 55 points to close at 5,695. And the NASDAQ lost about 213 points to close at 17,923. West Texas Intermediate closed at $77 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $81 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.17 on Monday, and Bitcoin gained on the day, trading just around $63,100, and there was more than 30,000, listen to me, 3,055 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Monday, with about 105 such cancellations. Tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for a $129 million jackpot or a $62.3 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. So there you go. Anyways, take a listen to this. Do we care about this? I think we do. Okay, Taylor Swift just keeps winning. With an estimated net worth of $1.6 billion, she is now the world's richest female musician, taking the top spot from Rihanna. Swift first reached the billionaire status last October. This is according to Forbes magazine. Forbes magazine. So there you go. Also, Ozzy Osbourne revealed that he is back on using marijuana and attempted to return to stronger drugs on a recent episode of Madhouse Chronicles podcast. I am happier, but I am not completely sober. I used a bit of marijuana from time to time, he admitted while explaining that his wife Sharon Osbourne does it whatever it takes to keep him off the hard stuff. Ozzy says that the dope helps him cope with a range of health issues, including Parkinson's disease. This is according to The Mirror. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on inside of the world as we are talking about all of this stuff. So there you go. Also, take a listen to this. Al Pacino says that he experienced a near-death experience in 2020 while he was sick of COVID, or with COVID. Maybe he was sick of COVID at the same time, too. I felt not good. Not sure of what was going on. Then he was like, unusually not good. So then I had a fever and I was getting dehydrated, and then the next thing, I was just gone, he told the New York Times. I didn't have a pulse. Everybody was around me, and they said that he's back. He's here. Pacino recalled that while noting that he was shocked at how he had no memories of just nothing happening during the ordeal. The 84-year-old details the experience further in his upcoming memoir, Sunny Boy. So hold on. Are you telling me that the dude passed? And then he came back and no one knew what was going on? Because that's what it's sounding like. I mean, I'm just saying. It's sounding like that was what was happening. So, yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's kind of a weird one. But here's the thing. Is it really one of these things that you want to have this discussion and say, but if you want to hear some more about this, I have my book. My book's coming out. Oh, hold on. Let me do that. Let me do that differently.
I have a book. A book's coming out. With all the subject of what happened to me during my COVID stint in 2020. And it's been about 4 years, but you never heard about any of this. But now you will. And you can read more about it inside of my memoir if you're so encouraged to do so.
So I don't know. I mean, I look at it and I go, it's kind of a weird thing. But hey, what do I know? I'm just a guy behind a microphone.
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so with that being said, 32 minutes past the top of the hour, so I think it's time to do that thing that we do right around here.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's talk about some stuff because there's all kinds of things that are going on and there's like little staples of things happening here, happening there, happening everywhere. So always a good time to talk about some stuff because, listen, I don't know how it goes in your world and I don't know how it goes in that other person's world, but I can only tell you what happens inside of, you know, the world that I get to hang out in. Or should I use, instead of world, the reality that I get to hang out in? Because, you know, some people like to talk about it in that particular fashion. But things can get strange from time to time when you have catastrophic events going on. When you have events that you want them to be predictable, but they're unpredictable. When you have something going on inside of the work environment that you have no level of control about. So let me give you some examples real quick. This week in Florida, there is this lovely little thing coming this direction that is known as Hurricane Milton. So if you had big plans going on in the state of Florida, let's say, for instance, meeting, events, so on, going on this week, there's probably a kibosh in regards to what's supposed to happen. I'm just saying. And the reason that I'm bringing this up is this Friday coming up, I was supposed to have a pretty big meeting in regards of some things that were going on. So the big meeting was supposed to occur, very well-known people inside of the industry. And as of yesterday afternoon, the meeting has been canceled. And now, listen, I do work with other consultants. I do work with other people. So this thing, because of the meeting getting canceled, is a big ordeal because, you know, there was plan of other people coming in, travel, so on, all that kind of fun stuff. But it is a kibosh inside of the system. It is something that we have no level of control on, and we have to pivot and do something else and plan differently. Now, listen, sometimes getting some of these people all in one room, the meetings become extremely difficult to pull off. It's just kind of the nature of the beast is the way that that goes. So with that being said, I look at it from the standpoint of going, what is going to make the most, the best idea of how to move forward? Is it a virtual event? Is it trying to reschedule at some point next year? Because, you know, some of these calendars are very difficult to get a hold of in regards of meeting all the jive. And I look at it and I go, it's one of these things that we take a look at it and go, we always plan for other people's events in regards of when the worst things can happen. You know, plan for the worst, hope for the best is kind of how those things normally go. But I look at it from the standpoint of how do you interact with some of these major catastrophes that happen inside of your workplace? How do you handle when the things that you had not accounted for go into place? And I'm bringing this up today because, listen, there's been two major hurricanes towards Florida, one towards Florida currently, and one that occurred a few weeks ago. So as we take a look at this, these are things that you have to, we'll say, quote unquote, plan for in the near future. But how does it go when you start moving forward? How does it go when regards of how do you do the rescheduling aspect? How do you look at it and go, this makes the most logical sense to move forward with, opposed to it being one of these things of, well, it is what it is and life goes on, you know, because people like to say that stuff. So plan accordingly is more the way to look at it. Sometimes the events you have no control over are some of the best things that occur because it happens and you can plan better for the near future, maybe is the way to look at it. Or you look at it from the standpoint of going, if everything was to change and the meeting was to go as normal, how prepared are people going to be after all these major events that are going on in the Florida area, especially the Central Florida area? That's going to be something to take a look at in regards to that. Because listen, right now, the main thing should be focusing on what's going on with the people around the hurricane in regards if you're in that area or whatever the catastrophic event is that's going on. Like other meetings that have been canceled is because of accidental deaths, fatalities, so on inside of that. So how do you normally plan for these things? Because it's not the plan that you want to pull out and use, but it is something that comes up from time to time that you have to do. I mean, it's just kind of the way that it goes. Just something to think about today. Idale seems a little doomy and gloomy, but it's definitely a reality of what's going on inside of the world.
Oops! What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns. This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game. With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to a mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorn.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
Listen at
your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A+ by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
He's a man. It's awesome, funny, random. Doesn't make any sense, but it's good.
Jay Allen in the morning on Radio Big. I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out, and your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Radio Big. USA, Canada, UK.
Do you have a claim and not sure where to turn? Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service, anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants' fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma,
Georgia, and South Carolina.
For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. For more information, lighting the way to recovery. Coastal Claim Consultants.
Jay Allen in the morning on Radio Big.
Yeah, I feel like a monster. And I'm just here to haunt you. I've become your nightmare, slipping in your dreams. I'm the definition of the worst kind of mean. Yeah, I feel like a monster. And I'm just here to haunt you. I've become your nightmare, slipping in your dreams. I'm the definition of the worst kind of mean.
Okay, here you go. 44 minutes past the top of the hour. Feeling like a monster this morning. You are still listening to the Rated R Safety Show on Radio Big and on Safety FM, just in case if you were wondering. This right here is Monster by Willie Echo. Yeah, you can give it a little downloady-ody action, a little streamer action on YouTube Music, Apple Music, and Spotify. Always a good time as we are hanging out. Would like to thank Willie Echo for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show.
You don't believe in monsters, do you?
Of course not.
You don't believe in monsters, do you? I need to know. Okay, so thanks once again to Willie Echo for that one, because if not, I will get lost in the romance of what is known as music, because that is just what I do around here. Anyways, let's get back into the moves and grooves of things going on inside of the world of the multiverse, because I think that we need to do that. Why wouldn't we need to do that as we're talking? I'm just saying. Anyways, with that being said, let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And the people at To Write Love on Her Arms want you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com, and click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, there'll be a plethora of information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, and grief support, just to name a few. So, TWLOHA.com. Yeah, for some reason, I almost ran out of breath there. Did you hear that? .com. So, TWLOHA.com. Just to garner more information about what is going on. Listen, this website can change your life, change somebody else's life as well. TWLOHA.com, To Write Love on Her Arms. Let's continue talking about some things that are going on inside of the world of the news, because why would we not do that? If your car check engine light is on, and the problem is that it might be you, or more specifically, you have the habit of overfilling the gas tank, as car enthusiast and TikTok user Sweet underscore TTEA, that is, recently pointed out in a video, if you regularly keep putting gas into the vehicle after the pump has clicked out repeatedly, you risk running the purge valve, the device used to remove excess fuel vapor. That runs about $500. Sweet T says that the auto trader confirms that the tip is to, in a separate post, not only that the car's, charcoal canister, which absorbs the fuel vapor, can also be damaged, and the fix is the cost another $500. Need another reason to keep pumping gas when it says no? Solenoids used for starting the vehicle can also be harmed, and the repair cost can cost you $400. So the good news is the issue that will generally only occur over time if you overfill your tank repeatedly. The bad news, you have no idea how many times the guy who owned the car before you did the same thing. And hold on, now that he's just making up parts just like my mechanic. So I don't know, some things to think about. What do you do? Because I will tell you, I have that terrible habit of, holding it down, clicking it down, and when it stops, I ended up moving the pump out and then putting some more and then continue to do that several times. Yeah, I know. Bad habits die hard. So there you go. Take a listen to this. A couple in Australia who misplaced their wedding video have had it returned after 57 years thanks to Facebook. Terry Cheyenne of Scotland is having his large collection of Super 8 films transferred to DVDs this year when he discovered that the footage of the wedding between two people that he didn't recognize. So he posted an image of the film of a local Facebook group. 6 months went by and nothing, but when a pic was shared of a group of natives from Aberdeen, Maastricht area, it came up to their attention that Aileen Turnbull, who lives in Australia, she says that she looked at it and turned to her husband and said, "There's the wedding photograph." The couple, who were married in 1967 in Scotland, later moved to Brisbane, and they had their wedding video once before accidentally leaving it in a borrowed projector. When it was returned to the owner, the message, "Terry, who turned out to be the nephew of the person with the projector all those years." Terry soon sent the Turnbulls, who are both 77, a digitalized copy of the wedding video. Aileen said that seeing the video after 57 years was absolutely amazing, and I still can't believe it, really. "This is such a beautiful story that I won't be able to finish the sarcastic comments, but maybe at this time they'll be going around watching at least once." And I'm just saying, caution, you know, 57 years old. You know, that's older than Pam and Tommy's wedding video, isn't it? I mean, I'm just asking.
It's my kind of music.
I get the best mix of my favorite music.
All on one radio station.
Another wild ride is around the corner on Radio Big.
Should we really be playing wild ride clips after talking about the Tom and Pammy video? I don't know. What's going on around here this morning? Anyways, 24 minutes past the top of the hour. A lot of stuff going on, so let's go ahead and do this. Why don't we go ahead and bring some John Smalls into our life? Because I think it might be a good time to do some motivational minute stuff. Because, you know, he does keep us pretty motivated in regards of what is going on inside of life. So, yeah, I think, therefore I am. Oh, I am, therefore I think. Or how does that thing go? I think it goes one way or the other. So let's just do some John Smalls with some Motivation Minute right now.
The Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Eric. There's an anonymous quote that says, "Happiness isn't about getting what you want all the time. It's about loving what you have and being grateful for it." I love that. Eric told me that his mother, Janet, said that quote to him quite often when he was growing up. Eric, your mom is wise. Do you find happiness? Sometimes it's tough. I've been there. I recently had a comedy event that I thought would be very well attended. In reality, the turnout was kind of smaller than I expected. Now, the people hosting the event were happy with the crowd size, and I made sure to give it my all. I was at a different show where the comedian was downright rude because there was a small crowd. I thought, hey, these people paid to see you, and they did show up. Find happiness.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
We are now video streaming the Rated R Safety Show.
I don't know why our host has a face for radio.
Rated R Safety Show.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your 1 minute devotion. Is the Lord asking you to take a leap of faith and make a major midlife change? That's exactly what He required of me. I was serving a significant church with the security and prestige that accompanied my position. Yet in obedience, I resigned my position without knowing what the future held. I told someone it was kind of like stepping off a cliff in the dark. After thinking about it for a moment, I amended my description. Although it was like stepping off a cliff in the dark, I was able to take that step of faith because I recognized the voice that told me to jump. Whatever He says to you, do it. Lord, help us to always take a leap of faith when You tell us to jump. Amen.
If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Show and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R Safety Show.
Oh, you know how it goes. Always referencing to something being too stupid as we are kind of talking about some stuff. That makes it pretty interesting. No doubt about that. Anyways, let's take a look. Let's see. Where do we want to go? Let's go to 2019. Montgomery, Alabama elects Stephen Reed as the first black mayor in 200 years. The Democrat beat businessman David Woods with 67% of the votes. That happened back in 2019. Let's talk about some birthdays that are going on today. Ethan Torchio turns 24. Bella Thorne turns 27. Kyle Russell turns 28. Bruno Mars turns 39. Nick Cannon, 44. The Miz turns 44. Matt Damon, 54. Matt Blondie, 59. Billy Elliot turns 69. Sigourney Weaver turns 75. Chevy Chase turns 81. Arlen Stein turns 81 as well. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, well, I have some of those for you as well, so let's not hide those. Own Business Day, Ada Lovelace Day, World Octopus Day, National Face Your Fears Day, International Newspaper Carrier Day, International Birth Registration Day, Animal Action Day, let's see, National Pierogi Day, International Podiatry Day, and American Touch Tag Day. So there you go. A lot of stuff. You know what I forgot to do? I didn't give you the news. I didn't give you the 30-second news clip. Maybe I need to do that. Maybe that's what I should think about. Let's do that.
Here is the news on the Radar Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. The Israeli military has carried out further airstrikes on Hezbollah targets in the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Another powerful storm is gaining momentum in the Gulf of Mexico as it approaches the U.S. coast. A federal U.S. judge has ruled Google has to allow Android apps made by rival tech companies onto its app store, and vote counting's underway in the election in the Indian-administered Jammu and Kashmir region.
Listen at your own risk.
Rated R, Safety Show.
Okay, so there you go. Sorry about that. I probably should have done that earlier, but you know how it goes around here. If you need a random joke for today, I definitely have one of those for you. So let's talk about that, because why would we not do this? I don't miss calls. I stare at them. I don't know if that's a joke or serious, because, you know, I do both. I miss calls and I stare. I really kind of just stare at them and I go, I'm not answering that. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What movie or movies are your most watched Halloween list? No, funny thing is that mine are the ones with Michael Myers in it. And they're called Halloween. So if I say Halloween movies, technically I would be defaulting to Halloween the movie. That's kind of how it goes. Okay, so there you go. If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. 34% of people say this gives them immediate boost of confidence. What is it? Smelling good. Is that like smelling good after using the bathroom? Because I don't know what that means. Anyways, here's some whack facts for you. The first ever email was sent in 1971. If there are 23 people in a room, there's 50% chance two will share the same birthday. The most popular fruit worldwide is a tomato. If you don't consider tomato a fruit, then it's a banana. The rate at which a person's hair grows doubles during an airplane flight. Crocodiles kill about 1,000 people each year. By contrast, sharks kill about 10. And the first couple ever shown in bed together on TV was Fred and Wilma from the Flintstones. So there you go. Keeping it right at a young age. So there you go. Anyways, that's going to sum up our time together. If you want to hang out with me, I'll be going over to RadioBig.fm for the next couple hours or so. If you don't want to go over there and you want to listen to some more stuff about the world of safety, Sheldon Primus will be coming in and talking about the world of safety consulting here in the next few minutes here on Safety FM. So some options for you as you are thinking about this. Anyways, if I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. Mastering others is strength. Mastering yourself is a true power. Think about that. A true power. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Yeah, I think you made it clear. Yeah. I could be ruby in a mood, I could be rotten. I could be cool, not like a fool, but never forgotten. Creeping in the dark, waiting for you. You won't like what you see. Yeah, I feel like a monster. And I'm just here to haunt you. I've become your nightmare, stepping in your dreams. I'm the definition of the worst kind of mean, yeah.